Oh, I can't. All right. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing? Well, if you haven't figured it out, my parents are not going to be here tonight. My mom's a little under the weather, so they're just taking it easy tonight. And we're just asked that you pray for them and believe with us that the healing will come quickly and swiftly, and she'll be back on her feet in no time. So tonight, we're going to step into a worship night. So I think that we're going to tie the first part of worship in with the offering. And so throughout these first couple of songs, as you feel led, just go ahead and bring your offering up, because offering is a form of worship. It is part of how we honor God, and obviously your tithe, but also your offering. So we're just going to do that, and I'm going to pray, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay. All right, so Father God, I just thank you for the service tonight, Lord God. I thank you that your presence is ushered in, Lord. I thank you that you directionally lead each and every single one of us, Lord God. I pray that we have a powerful service, and I just thank you. And God, I pray that as they bring up their offering, Lord, that you bless it. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, go ahead and bring your offering forward whenever you want, and we're going to worship tonight.
Hold on, let me Every season
Hello? Okay, we're good. All right, so as we just sang that song, talk about Jesus being the well that won't run dry, God put this on my heart. And it's one of my dad's favorite stories, but no, it's not Samson. But it says in 1 Kings 18:44, it says, "And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare the chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that with the heavens was black with the cloud and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." God put that on my heart tonight because somebody in here feels like they're at the end. Feels like they've missed God totally on something that they've been believing for, and you just kind of get to the end of your rope. Well, if you heard me right, it said that at the seventh time that he was told to look. Six times he was told that there was nothing there. As we know, Elijah prophesied that there would be rain in a time of no rain. Six times they looked and said that there was nothing. But on the seventh time, there came a cloud. And not only that, but Elijah was girded up so much that he was able to outrun a chariot. Whoever feels like you're on your last leg, not only are you going to get the answer, but God's going to gird you up, and you're going to be able to outrun what you set before you. So as we step back into worship, I just want to let you guys know that God, whatever it is and whoever it is, because I feel this real heavy, like God's just telling me to let you know that you may only be at the fourth time. You may be at the first time, or you may have just got finished with the second, with the sixth time, and you're getting ready for that seventh. Just hold on, keep faith, and watch for the clouds.
Just